May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Over the past few weeks, I have seen several nativity plays. I personally love to watch the children. They are charming in their costumes, and their excitement fills the room. But what I love most is when they do the unexpected. The sheep go astray. The innkeeper forgets his line. Or in the case of our church nativity play this year, Mary enthusiastically pulls the pillow out from her dress as the angel delivers the baby Jesus, or the baby Alfie, into her arms. I think we all love these moments because the innocence of the children points us towards hope. As we join with them, we no longer think about violence, war, or senseless tragedy. Our worries are put on hold, if only for a moment. Something within us awakens to the hope the children embody. From here, we catch a glimpse of light. For this is what Christmas is all about. The light of God has come into the world, shining light, even in the most unexpected places. The other day, I had an experience of a glimpse of just such a light, an unexpected light, when I visited St. James Piccadilly to view an art installation. The installation is by the artist Arabella Dorman and is titled Suspended. In this work, Arabella seeks to highlight the plight of refugees, men, women, and children suspended between a past to which they cannot return and a future to which they cannot move forward. Please do refer to the image you were handed as you came in this evening. If you look carefully, you can see that the installation is composed of hundreds of items of clothing that were discarded by refugees on the island of Lesbos. A commentator describes the work as a stilled explosion created over the nave of the church, inviting the viewer to contemplate the upheaval and the fragmentation experienced by those inhabitants of the discarded clothing. Lit from the center, the clothes are seen clearly, then lost in the shadow of light. While the installation brightens, it represents the light of hope by which the refugee is carried. As it dims, it reminds us of the very real darkness they inhabit. It's difficult to capture in a photo, but standing under this exhibition was powerful and somewhat overwhelming. I spent a long time with the piece, looking up and thinking about the various people, who they were, and where they might be today. At the same time, an orchestra began to rehearse for their evening concert of Handel's Messiah. As I watched and listened, I was struck by one particular item of clothing. In the very center was a small pair of pajamas, clearly worn by a young toddler. They were red and green, and across the top was written these words, "My first and best Christmas ever." I am normally charmed by outfits such as these, but this was different. It was neither charming nor cute. The contrast of the joyful words with the disembodied clothing was disturbing. The longer I looked, the more disturbing it became. I thought, where is this baby today who wore these clothes? Is he or she somewhere in the world having the best Christmas they've ever had? And then it began to connect. The baby in the midst of discarded clothing, the first and best Christmas ever, Handel's Messiah playing in the background. Together, they created a powerful picture of incarnation. God has descended He is descending into the world in the midst of discarded clothing. Their temporary owners are unknown to us. Their lives can only be imagined. And yet, they are known by God. In the story of incarnation, they are encompassed by the light. In our Christmas celebrations, we sing about Jesus being clothed in humanity, veiled in flesh. And in tonight's gospel from Luke, we hear the narrative of his birth. Tomorrow morning, we will hear from St. John, who will take us back to the very beginning, back to creation. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word is God. John speaks of Christ illumining the world from the very beginning of time. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. If I were to choose one verse of Scripture in which to focus my faith, this would be it. For the image of light shining in the midst of darkness points to our hope. The light of Christ cannot be overcome. When we see his light, our lives are changed. Now you may be thinking this sounds lovely, but how does the light of Christ change our lives? How does it impact the very real issues in our world today? I believe the answer lies in the simple message of our Christmas celebration, the amazing claim of incarnation. God in Jesus has become one of us. And because he has, this changes everything. The incarnation changes how we see ourselves and impacts the way we respond to the world around us. Life with Jesus is not a flight from suffering or pain, but it is a call right into the very heart of it. In a world engulfed in darkness, the God of light is showing us the way to live. And there are signs of light all around us. Here at St. Peter's, we have a ministry where we visit and make friends with asylum seekers and refugees. And we've had the joy and privilege of meeting people from around the world. These people each have a story to tell. Some of them have experienced great upheaval and trauma. They've all experienced more than I have in this past year. As part of our ministry, we visit and bring welcome boxes filled with practical items. And several months ago, on one such visit, we met with a mother and her child of about 5 years old. After we'd been invited into their home, sat down for tea, and delivered the box, the little girl began to cry. After a while, she turned to her mother and whispered something into her ear. And when we were about to leave, her mother told us what her daughter had said to her. She had said, "I'm so happy that someone gave me a gift because it means that someone likes me. Not everyone hates me." Now, this was a deeply touching moment. This little girl was not only wise beyond her years, but her words pointed to something deep within our world and the call of the church to speak into it. We believe that we are welcomed in Christ just as we are, as human beings created from God, just the way he has made us. And because we have been welcomed in this way, we are free to welcome others. If there is only one thing that we hear tonight, it should be that this story of Christmas is not only about angels and shepherds, a mother and her newborn. It is also about the people who once inhabited discarded clothing, the little girl who needed a friend, and all of us gathered here tonight. So in the midst of singing carols, listening to stories, and enjoying the company of friends and family, let's rejoice together as we proclaim that God has become one of us, and this changes everything.